What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike. Spike check one, Spike check two. I don't see Spike. How about you? So if you unmute yourself, Billy, then we could have a conversation.
A conversation.
Yeah. It's interesting now that two of the participants just totally left us. Oh, the show has actually started. The theme song is over, and you should be speaking now. And here he is, Spike.
Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show. I am here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the guy known as This Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from remote locations. So that means you can't find us with one fell swoop. We are here, we're there, we're everywhere. This is the Spike on the Mic Show, Tampa Bay's, or rated the number one award-deserving show based on polling of my mom and my sister. So
wow, we're number one with them.
Yeah, number one.
I would expect us to be much lower.
I mean, you got to go with the numbers. The polls say we do it, and so you got to go with the numbers. All right. But I am not here alone, ladies and gentlemen. I can't do this alone, and I refuse to do this alone because I love hearing my voice, but I think you like hearing these other voices. The next voice you hear will be the guy who put the music through your eardrums. If we would have started a little earlier, he is the one, the only, PW. So, PW's, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a bad habit.
A bad habit. Okay. And we know we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason only.
Oh, but wait. One reason normally has a microphone clipped to his shirt, and now he doesn't seem to have anything clipped to his shirt.
Oh, and that one reason does not know that he is muted, right?
Yeah, and he's muted as well.
There's a sign that says I'm muted. This is the one reason we're here. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking really good, but you guys know I have Crohn's disease, so I'm a little bit late.
Oh,
that's great. I wish I had a disease to use as an excuse.
As an excuse. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, wait, I do. I'm stupid.
that's not a disease. That's a human condition.
Oh.
Can you inherit that?
I think you can. If your parents are stupid, there's a good chance you're going to be stupid.
You're going to be stupid.
Yeah. You can't be any smarter
Lucky
than your
for
smartest
me.
Parents.
Hey, well, listen, y'all heard an unannounced voice that says "Lucky for me." So I guess since she's crashing the party, we might as well find out who that is. That is the lovely, the Rapunzel, Billy. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who's stupid.
I don't know if that's going to be the theme of the night, but good.
Couldn't be
well,
further
no,
from
if my dad's yeah. stupid, then yeah. I'm stupid.
Yeah, she inherits it because she's an offspring of a stupid person.
Well, you know, it's a scientific fact that you cannot be smarter than your smartest parent.
That is
really?
Untrue.
That's not true.
Absolutely
that is totally true. That is totally true.
Okay.
That is absolutely not true.
Where would you get your intelligence from?
Cosmic rays. There it is.
Yeah. All right.
Well, they're out of the playoffs, but, you know, you guess you can get them from there.
They're out of the playoffs. Oh, the cosmic rays.
Let's go ahead and finish out rounding out the crew of the resistance fighters. This is the man here who I almost had to wake him up, I guess. But he's here in full force. He is the one. Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a pile driver because I feel like I've been dropped on my head.
Oh, man.
Too many beers last night, brother.
Were you
too
many beers. Overserved?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Well, you know, speaking of overserved, I hooked up with the staff and, you know, metaphorically speaking, I met him out. I had a couple fake white cans, and he was drinking. Well, you were drinking Donkey.
Reef Donkey American Pale Ale. Reef Donkey APA. They're blue cans.
Really?
They're blue cans, not white cans? See, that's where you made your mistake.
Yeah, I was drinking blue cans. I should have stuck to the white cans. I wouldn't feel so bad.
I just got word from another freedom fighter that she's coming.
Resistance fighter?
A resistance fighter, yeah. A freedom fighter, too, but resistance fighter.
There we go. All right, well, listen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have given you at least the core of the Spike on the Mic show, and we are here giving you the best in radio, podcast, and entertainment we can, because this is a caller-driven show. And what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we drive around here, and we love you to call and love you to play. So you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. Speaking of the phone call, the phone number last night, Gas Man.
Yes.
And I were distributing that number like wildfire, like Skittles, right?
Yeah, I think we were, yeah. And also giving out the link to the show, too. Show link.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we are what we call promoting the show.
Oh, absolutely.
In public, if you will, baby.
What?
In public, if you will.
It would be nice if we had a listener. Oh, look.
I told you, we were rated number one in this Pew poll of Spike's mom and his sister. So we are the number one rated show here on here. So also increasing our ratings now in our viewership, we have a resistant fighter who must have Crohn's disease too, because she's late. Well, I shouldn't say that late. You should not punish in public. You should praise in private. Whatever the hell they're supposed to be saying. This is the one. Miss Kimmy, thank you for joining the show. And how are you sticking? Unmute.
I am unmuted.
All right.
That's how I'm sticking. Unmuted.
Sticking unmuted.
Unmuted.
Right. Well, we are so glad that you had a chance that you joined us to help us with our tomfoolery.
Phonography.
I was trying to think of a big word. But now, this is not a job interview, Kim, but I must ask you the question. I thought you was going ragooing today or hunting or camping.
Yeah, I was supposed to be camping, but the weather did not cooperate.
So that's why
it's so sad. It's
sunny, 72, hot, and ready to go. So we can go camping.
We can't.
No, we can't. Well, we
no. No.
Being in the army ruined my passion for outdoor activities. I don't want to be outside anymore.
What's on your mind,
Kim, I've got a question for you. Sure. Have you ever gone camping with your father?
Yes.
That is weird.
No.
That's not the answer he was expecting.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. I had a wife to spoon with.
Spoon with?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And they were very little.
Apparently, if Paul and I went, if your father and I went camping, we would have to spoon.
Yes.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, because we're going to be in the same sleeping bag.
That's we a might as well.
And I don't think that's a prerequisite to camping.
Oh, absolutely. It is if you want me to go with you.
Wish I knew how to quit you.
Excellent, Gas Man.
All right. Oh, apropos, but ooh, you know, whatever. So all right, so we got that part out of by giving us a call.
Right.
813-999-3900. We're a caller driven show.
Right.
And we talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Gosh, that was hardly a dance.
Nope. But hold on a second. It got my knees moving. So
It did.
I need somebody to let me borrow some knees, because right now my knees are hurting.
Oh, man. You're not going to find any good ones here.
Oh, you guys are okay.
Yeah, you came to the wrong show, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Spike.
Kim may have some good knees. And Billy.
I have decent knees.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right.
Are you thinking, I have a baseball game tomorrow and I need
somebody's knees. Yeah.
So this
spelling requires good knees.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I need to be able to run and play baseball, but I need a knee. At least a left one. How's your left one, Kim?
Perfect.
Oh.
Billy?
Good.
All right.
Ooh. Well, since you guys can't, Billy can't do whatever she's supposed to be doing, and Kim is not camping, can I
FedEx borrow any?
Well, I'm not going to ask.
No, I'm sorry. I'm using it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. You do can-can dancing a lot.
Yeah, but what about tomorrow?
Can I have your liver?
Can I have your liver?
All right, well, let's go ahead and start the show because I have some interesting things that I'd like to talk. The most interesting thing I want to do is our cow chip news.
Ooh.
Mm. Now, this is a very interesting cow chip. I don't know whether the resisting fighters may already know this because they are smarter beyond their own years.
Oh, even sure.
Even when I give you guys the big A word of the day. Half of them
came from a dumb father.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Therefore, we have to be stupider.
Stupider.
According to the voice of reason, who is wrong.
Scientific fact.
Yeah. That is absolutely not a scientific
fact.
You can't be smarter than your parents.
You can't be smarter than your parents?
You can't be smarter than your smartest parent.
Yeah.
I believe that is garbage.
Yeah.
That would mean
which that civilization would have ceased to exist years and years and years ago, and there would be no advancement in science.
That's true.
That's pretty much true.
Hold on a second, because my parents have no idea how a cell phone works. So,
that's just a hair below you. Yeah.
That's a hair above you. I imagine what you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the voice of reason doesn't know how a cell phone works either. So,
no.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, did you ever try to call?
So again, voice, I think your analysis on smartness may not be 100% true, even though I want to agree with you.
Is it true at all?
It is not true. All right, so back to the cow chip news.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you science. Everybody denies science nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, cow chip news, we're on that now.
Cow chip news. You guys know Michael Myers, he is a fictional character in the Halloween series, the slashing film, which he first appeared in 1978 under John Carpenter's Halloween film movie.
Sounds good, yeah.
Correct.
I got a couple cow chip news' points about that.
Ooh.
He originally started out to be called The Shape. In the original movie, he was known as The Shape. Michael's mine as The Shape. That's Cow Chip 1.
That's interesting right there.
Should I stop?
No.
Okay.
It could get more interesting.
This was a low-budget movie that they filmed. It was $300,000 that these guys got together and they filmed it. And it was a bunch of friends and people that were sort of in the industry.
And a very sexy Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis was one of the biggest celebrities in the movie. Her and that, and the doctor guy.
Yeah.
Who
Donald Pleasance.
Very good.
That's his name.
Good.
There you go.
I was going to look it up.
Who looks a lot like a baseball manager.
He was annoyed by being in the film, and he was drunk half the time. So it was sad.
Yeah.
But he did almost all of the sequels.
Yeah.
Until he passed.
After the first one made all of that money.
Yeah, made zillions of dollars. Yeah.
All right. Well, again, it was a low-budget movie. They spent $70,000 of money on a camera. And then so they didn't have that much money to pay the cast. So they asked Spike, one of the grips, to go to a costume store to find a mask for their character. Well, the guy came back with two masks. One was the clown.
I did know this one.
And one was the hockey mask. And one was Captain Kirk.
Yep.
From Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah. He bought that mask and they painted it white and put some black hair on it, and they put it on there. They shot it with the clown mask, and then
nice.
They as much reaction as they wanted. They put Captain Kirk mask on, and they said, "That's the one."
Wow. And which actor bought the film for the camera?
Yeah, really.
Man.
And you guys know how Michael Myers got his name?
No.
This was a question.
No, I don't know that one, though.
No.
All right. Well, what happened was James Carpenter, he had did a film a year earlier called Assault on Precinct 13.
Well, I remember that. Yeah.
And it was a flop, but he contacted this guy in England who had a movie company, and they picked up the film and they promoted it over there. Well, the head of that movie film company was named Michael Myers.
Nice.
So he tripped to him. They decided to call the shape Michael Myers.
That's nice.
Wow. Good trivia.
Interesting cow chip. It went trivia. It's cow chip news. Don't mix.
Oh, my bad.
Don't confuse. There you go.
I'm glad I don't have to make a comment on that, because I don't think my parents knew anything about any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. So you wouldn't be able to comment, according to you.
No.
Really?
Sorry.
Nice. Yeah. So now you guys are well-versed on the Halloween sequel, series of, and Michael Myers and the origins about that. Now, let me educate you a little bit more with the big A word of the day.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is good.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Great. Here's the word of the day. And what I do, ladies and gentlemen, I try to educate and inform the resistance fighters, give them just a little bit of knowledge, a nugget of knowledge, so that their brains can continue to grow further on than their parents. Right?
Very good.
What's that guy named? Voice of Reason, what are you doing?
I'm listening for the word of the day. I'm really.
Oh, yeah. He's got his hand cupping his ear. Yeah.
All right, so all right. As I will do, I will pay the word of the day three times.
Three times. We'll be quiet.
We will ask the resistance fighters, do they know what this word of the day is? Here is the word of the day.
Gossamer. Gossamer. Gossamer.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the word of the day. And I go around the room and ask resistance fighters, do you know what gossamer is? Start up with you, Gas Man.
I don't think I've ever heard that word before. No.
All right, Miss Billy?
I believe I do.
Oh, then will this sound that with Kim?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, then I know he must not know what it is. PW.
I do know what it is. That's why they know what it is.
That's why they know it.
Yeah.
All right. And then Voice of Reason. You know what gossamer is?
Both of my parents knew what this meant.
Oh, that, obviously, if you know, yeah.
Well, man, I need to go ask my folks. Do they know what that is?
Yeah.
Can you spell it? Did I spell it right in the chat?
I only saw it for a second.
It only flashed
in the
up for
chat. Yeah. Yeah.
Spell it.
Gossamer.
Yeah.
Okay, I spelled it wrong.
Oh. Okay.
Well, then, since you spelled it wrong, do you think you still may?
I do still think I know it.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, at the end of the day. End of the show, we will reveal what the big A word of the day is. And Kim, don't be looking it up.
I am not looking
it
up.
Oh, she would never do that.
I was actually looking at the whether or not kiddos have more IQ points than their parents.
Than their parents, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, it depends if they had Coca-Cola for breakfast.
And at the end of the show, I want you to review your research.
Or had a white Russian for lunch.
Yes, there you go.
That sounds like a plan.
That was observation. And I think you gained that keenness from your mom and dad.
Yes. Yeah. Because we always drink our lunch.
What did I find?
Yeah, no, keep that information. We'll reveal
to myself? Okay.
We'll reveal that at the end of the show also.
All right.
Okay.
And permits. Well, let's go ahead and do what we do. It's called Topic Changing Music.
All right, here we are, folks, with our very first topic on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right. I like to call this topic, and you guys know, I would like to call this topic True or Fake Fish?
Fake fish.
Whoa.
Fake fish. True. We do have to define fake fish. Actually, Kim has been listening to the show. So, Kim, do you understand what a fake fish is?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any IQ points as my parents.
Wait, here's the thing. You won't know after this.
Yeah.
As well.
So, Spikes, please explain.
Okay. No, I'm going to tell the story. Then we'll determine whether it was okay. Fake fish is, here's my interpreter of fake fish.
Fake fish is.
There is a story out there in the internets and the web that seems a bit too good to be true or far-fetched, or maybe they're just trying to get some notoriety.
Right.
And usually
that's what you mean by it, that somebody's doing something strictly for the publicity.
Yeah.
For fake internet points.
Or, you know, like the fish story, like I caught a fish this big, something that you don't really know, you won't be able to prove, but it's a fake fish. So, Kim, you are on board with a fake fish is now?
Got it.
One more important thing about fake fish. When Spike brings it up, it's usually because he thinks it's fake fish.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for the insider tip.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a given?
No, it wasn't at first, but now we know that. Yeah.
Okay, there was a frightening moment that happened at a Waffle House the other night.
Oh, man.
A patron by the name of Candy Franklin was arguing with the waitress over the food order. It all happened over cheese eggs. At first, they didn't bring them the eggs, the grits or the cheese grits. Cheese eggs, I'm sorry. And then they brought them the eggs with no cheese.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
And
she should have just had waffles.
The customer said, I tipped the waitress and everything, but things got out of hand. I looked up for a moment and I saw patrons running out of the store. The waitress got upset because I complained about my cheese eggs and pulled a gun and put it to my head. I thought she was joking until she cocked the gun. Then I knew it was serious. And now I knew it was time for me to turn to Rambo and get out of there, Franklin said. Now, I was fearing for my life because I've been shot before and I lost a brother to gun violence. All that was going through my mind.
Sure.
A representative of Waffle House saying they received the complaint and they're investigating it. Franklin, who had the gun pulled on them, saying, no more Waffle House for me. Not at all. I didn't think the tension should have boiled that far. It was all over and they must have some good egg there and cheese in that place.
Waffle House is gross.
What?
No, it's a wonderful thing. What else are you going to do at 3 o'clock in the morning? Yeah.
Question to the
IHOP.
Do y'all believe that story? And I'll start up with you, Gasman. Do you believe that story?
No, I don't believe it at all. I don't know about stereotyping people, but some people that work at Waffle House may have records. and not allowed to carry guns. So
I see. Yeah, but you think that people that are not allowed to have guns don't have guns?
You think they followed the law?
Oh, that's true. That's true too. Yeah, you got to.
I know people who were not allowed to drive, and yet they still did. It's something that happens.
Ow! Okay, Billy, do you believe it's fake fish?
There's one interesting fact here because I looked it up, and Spike even said this, and you guys probably didn't notice. Candy is a man.
Yeah. Well.
Candy Franklin is a he.
Yeah, well, I think he said he at one point. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He did, but that's, you know, who would admit to being named Candy?
John Candy, for one.
I think it's true, because who would actually publicly admit that his name was Candy, except for somebody that actually was named Candy.
Oh,
they wouldn't
good
make
point
that up.
Wait, there's a character on Bonanza named Candy.
Sure, yeah.
That's the turning
point.
Yeah, okay.
Or a person who chose to be called Candy and their pronouns are they, their, and them.
Right, exactly. But a real person, for sure. Not somebody yes made up.
Exactly.
Correct.
So, Billy, you say the story is probably true.
Yes.
All right, Kim, what do you think about that?
I'm in agreement with my sister.
All right.
He loves me.
Voice of reason.
You think that's not why.
Well, actually, that is sort of Waffle House policy. That is how they do handle complaints. So, yes, I think it's true.
And PWs?
I agree with Steve for a change. That is Waffle House policy.
To what?
Shoot them if there's a problem, shoot them. Yeah.
Okay, so now let me just talk. Go ahead.
I have one other comment that I might be changing my mind.
Oh,
so
no.
Apparently this happened in Atlanta, and then lots of different news agencies picked up this story.
Sure.
And I'm looking at an Atlanta news outlet, and nobody's mentioning witnesses. The only person that they talk to is this Candy guy. So
the witnesses all ran.
Yeah, remember I told you so they all were getting out of there?
They ran.
Yeah, but they would pass the opportunity to say, oh yeah, this happened, and they would be on TV. They would get their 5 minutes of fame.
So you're changing your vote?
No other people came forward saying this happened. This is a pretty crazy thing, and nobody else said this happened and bear witness.
I was there
on the local TV news. Exactly.
I was eating my pancakes and waffles, and I saw this happen.
All right, so Kim, now what is your vote?
I still think it's true.
All right, whoa, so she don't love your sister no more. All right, so.
Yeah, this was in downtown Atlanta, so there has to be witnesses.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that would want to be on TV.
People are crazy.
But let's
seriously, you're going to testify against somebody that puts a gun to a customer's head?
Okay, so let's digest.
Some people don't like to talk. Just as many people like to get on and have their 2 minutes of stupid fame, just as many don't like doing that as well.
Yeah, it could have been a cosmic convergence of those people.
What the hell mm-hmm that? All right, so question to the resistance fighters. So as I read the story, you guys have no concern about the person said, it was time to turn into Rambo and get out of there. That doesn't just make you go, wait a minute.
That does. And Rambo then would not have gotten out of there. He would have shot an arrow right through that gun and knocked off the lady's finger trend.
Yeah.
And they said, I've been shot before. And I lost my brother to gun violence. That's kind of like, I've done all this. I had a gun pulled in my head. First, I didn't think. And then he said something about, I didn't believe that the person was serious until they cocked the gun. You don't think, come on, some of this cannot be made up? Gas man, help talk to me.
I told you I don't believe it's true.
Yeah, he was the first person to say that. Yeah.
Mike.
Forrest, go ahead.
Of course they're kidding until they cock the gun. Who would do that? I mean, the waitress is kidding. Okay, this is it. My last customer complaint. I'm gonna shoot you in the head, and then, okay, fun and games. Cock the gun. Whoa!
Now it's serious. I heard the little click, click, click in my ear.
Now I'm gonna turn into Rambo.
And by the way, Rambo. I think it is against Waffle House policy to cock the gun.
Yeah. But you can pull it, you just can't cock the gun.
Don't cock the gun, yes. Gotcha.
All right, so I understand, I see that Billy is coming over to the darks, to the tall side.
What?
What was that sound?
That was Billy coming over to the dark side.
That's what the sound sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I heard it.
We hear it every morning. All right, so Billy.
I hear it every morning.
That's how I wake up. But do it again.
All right. Oh, we hear it every morning.
It's an electronic charge bringing you back to life.
Oh,
crazy. All right. So, Kim, I got to go with you because
here's what Spike hears every morning.
So we got Billy.
No.
Kim,
yeah.
Are we going to miss you? You still feel that this person, Candy, was able to do the Rambo thing, have get shot and have people shot in his family and still was calm enough to just say they was mad over cheese grits. And then at the end of the story says they must have some good eggs in there.
I think every ounce of this story is extremely consistent with the client, the normal clientele of Waffle House.
That is also true.
Wow.
That is also true. And it wasn't like, yeah, he said he was the product of like gun violence. He said as soon as he saw the gun, he made like Rambo and left, which doesn't actually make sense, but still, then he left. He didn't stay. Like, why do you think? I don't understand that part of what you think.
Yeah. This is what I'm thinking. Once the news media or someone stuck a microphone in that person's mouth, that's when they turn into Hollywood. This is why I'm thinking bait fish. PW, you concur or uncur?
I agree with my two daughters since they got their opinions from me.
But they on both sides of the spectrum.
No, I think it's true.
No, yeah, I agree with both of you.
So Billy, you untalling now?
I was never. I am 5'3". I was never tall.
Like her father. Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why are you 5'3", Billy?
Because I was 5'7".
But yeah. I'm shorter than him. But I'm not a boy, also. So I could have been taller than him.
But Gas Man said. Fake fish. Spike said fake fish.
Hmm?
Billy, you kind of went fake fish. What swayed you back to go unfake?
I didn't. I just pointed out one fact that might have been a little fishy because his name was Candy. But Kim's absolutely correct. This is the normal clientele of, because I have been in a Waffle House at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yes,
drunk.
Me too.
And I
with
know
Peter
what
Kurt.
That's like. Yeah. No, there you go.
Well,
I wasn't
just,
with Peter
it got
Kurt.
Nothing to do with the clientele. It's the waitress.
It's a story. It's a story.
Also true. Also, the staff and the clientele at a Waffle House in the middle of the night. This is very consistent.
In the middle of the night, I can look like a wrong. Something got gone.
Okay, Spike. So what is the real answer?
I think I don't have the real answer.
You do. You're Spike on the mic.
You
got the real answer.
It's fake fish. It's kind of like hide your wives, hide your kids, and all that kind of stuff. It's wrong. That guy was just trying to be famous, get his 15 minutes of fame. That's the opinion of the Spike on the Mic show.
There you go. Wow. The whole thing was made up.
Kim, totally.
I'm sorry to tell you that you have been bamboozled, smoothed, and
put out. Me too. I was totally fooled by it.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Yes, because Spike said it's fake fish.
Yeah, then it is. Then it is.
Fake fish.
No, he's. No.
It's his show.
Who's running the show here?
He knows before
you
he comes
are,
out.
Dad.
He doesn't come
I'm
up
running
with these
the
topics.
Show. PW is.
He doesn't come up with these topics unless
that's true.
He knows
I
the
have
answer.
The sound effects.
Remember how the tall people wake up in the morning?
Yes.
That would have been a perfect time to hit that button.
Oh yeah. Oh, this one here. Oh yeah. That's how tall people wake up. I like that description. Yeah.
All right, we're done with this topic. Can you hold the next topic until I get back?
All right, we'll talk. No, yeah, we'll talk about
quick,
something.
Quick, start the next topic. Quick, start it.
All right, here we go. We're having another topic. It doesn't matter what it is. We're just going to do it before he gets back.
All right, now this topic here I like to call, you think that was a bad movie?
You think that was a bad movie?
Right. Well, I found out and I learned that there is a website where celebrities can go undercover and online, and they can respond to comments about themselves and the movies that they were in.
Oh, nice. But I don't know the name of the website. They don't have to identify themselves.
I'm sure it's not a specific website. I'm sure celebrities just create fake profiles and do that.
Okay, I don't know.
No, I think it's a special place where only celebrities can log in.
and
respond to criticism. Yeah.
Really? Exactly. Well,
from each other.
Yeah.
What they did, there was a
website. Don't let Steve know what the topic is.
Oh, okay. He won't know the title.
I will figure it out. I may not be as smart as my smartest parent, but I will figure it out.
Will Smith, ladies and gentlemen, he's up for this new movie coming out with Serena and Venus Williams. He's the daddy called King Williams. It has nothing to do with the story here, but he was on this website where he gave credence or information to what he think is some of his best movie and one of his worst movies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We all know who Will Smith is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's good. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He is next governor of California.
Yeah.
So they asked him for the best movie that he's been in, and his answer was, I think it's a tie between The First Men in Black and The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, both good movies.
Both good movies by one William Smith. Yeah. But then they asked him, what do you think was the worst movie he ever was in? And so I'm asking you guys to go through your Rolodex of Will Smith's films and ask you, what do you think was the worst movie that he's been in? So
I've got one. I actually have one.
All right.
I do too.
Yeah. What's your name? Voice of Reason? What do you think is Will Smith's worst movie?
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West. All right.
Literally what I was going to say.
Yeah, me too.
Gas Man?
I don't know. I like Wild Wild West. I don't know. Really? I don't know if I've seen a Will Smith movie I didn't like, really, to be honest with you.
Which one?
I haven't seen them all.
Yeah, but there's one that's less grand and great than the other.
Mm. All right. Kimberly's?
I can only speak about the ones that I've seen.
Right.
And for me, that would be Independence Day. There's a lot of parts of that movie where I laugh, and I don't think I'm supposed to be laughing.
Oh, no, that's very much a...
But you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I'm with you. Yeah, really. Exactly. It's PWs, as you drink your thing.
No, I agree with Billy.
Wild West.
Yeah.
She
said that, because she couldn't be smarter than me.
Before I reveal what his answer was, we got to talk more about that. Kim made a great point. The Independence movie.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Have you guys seen it all, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. There was a part. There's
apparently
a time
this is the correct answer now, because it's Spike's answer.
Yeah. Here it comes.
There we go.
Everybody wait. Bated breath.
There was a couple scenes in that movie that just did not understand, didn't jive. Now, I understand you're supposed to suspend reality when you're watching a movie.
Great. Sure, yeah.
Do you guys remember when Will Smith and the fly guy, what's his name?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
The fly guy.
The fly guy.
I like being that referred to as that.
I like that description. I think it's accurate.
Yeah. Well, when him and Jeff Goldblum was going to fly the spaceship.
Right.
Did y'all notice that they put seatbelts on?
No, I don't think I did, but now I want to watch it just to see that fact.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I would put the seatbelt on if I had one. Yeah.
This is an alien ship.
Right. But obviously there's seatbelts there.
There's seatbelts there.
So I better put them on. Yeah. There must be a good reason that they're there.
Okay, come on. Okay, so they figured out, and then they knew how to fly an alien spaceship.
Sure, they're all the same.
He was a pilot.
One of the reasons
I've seen these things move. I've seen them move.
The movie doesn't work if they can't figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. And they're smoking a cigar in the alien ship, you know, and there's probably no smoking allowed.
Okay, they had that spaceship underground, Area 51 or 59, where it was, for years.
Sure.
They couldn't they couldn't figure out how to open it, right? Until somebody threw a gas can at it, or he threw something at it, they figured out how to open it.
Right.
Years and years underground, nobody knew how to open it. You think he can just walk in there, figure out how to fly it, put your seatbelt on?
Oh, absolutely. Then, he's a pilot. You know, everything works
they
the same.
They can fly anything. Yeah. Every pilot can fly anything.
Yes.
And then I got two more coup de draws that make you think this is crazy.
Coup de draws?
They get in the spaceship and they fly to headquarters. How do you know where headquarters is in the spaceship?
They just follow where everybody else is going.
Yeah. If you remember, when they got up there, a tractor beam pulled them into the ship. They didn't have to fly in
there. Yeah.
Once they got up there, the ship pulled them in.
Right.
Man, once they got to headquarters, it pulled them in. But where is headquarters?
Where all the other ships are going?
Did you watch the movie?
There's a big giant spaceship that was out there.
They knew where they were coming from.
Oh, so it had just been out there and
yeah.
Okay,
yeah, right. That's where all the other ships come from.
Here's the thing that made the whole movie go, you got to be kidding me.
No.
If you guys remember now,
wait a minute. Does this have anything to do with Will Smith's answer as to the worst movie?
Yeah, I got 2 points to make with that, but I want to go back to because Kim.
Because this could be totally off topic.
Yeah.
It is.
Is there off topic music?
Because I still think it's Wild Wild West.
You remember when the spaceship, the alien crashed and Will Smith got on top of the spaceship? I remember that. And then he opened up the hatch. And the alien opened up and he punched it.
Yeah.
And it knocked it out. Come on.
Yeah.
Does that not seem a little weird?
How do we know?
You know what I'm hearing right now?
Again, another moment where I laughed.
Okay.
I'm hearing right now is Spike's argument as to why Will Smith's statement about what was his worst movie was wrong.
Totally wrong.
So, Gas Man, you're going to explain this. He punched the alien, knocked it out, and then drug it across the desert for miles.
Okay.
Have you ever seen The War of the Worlds, the original?
Yeah.
It was on.
Do you remember what killed the aliens?
Bacteria
from Earth. So, if an Earth bacteria can kill aliens, how do you know you can't punch an alien and knock it out?
Wait. Gas asked, have you ever seen the original War of the Worlds? And Spike's response was, it was on.
I don't know if I was paying attention, but it was on. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you weren't born yet.
I mean,
the aliens came here and caused all kinds of havoc. And then when they got off the ship, the bacteria, the Earth's atmosphere killed them. So how do you know you can't punch an alien and knock it out?
Exactly.
Okay,
well, that's actually the similar everybody hates the movie, the M. Night Shyamalan movie, Signs. I actually really like it. And what kills the aliens in that movie?
Water, wasn't it specifically?
Oh, it was just water. Water was toxic to them.
Oh, man.
All right. That wasn't on, so I ain't seen that one.
People poo-poo on it. I really like that movie.
And suddenly, I'm hit by a bus. The end.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys were going back to what he said was his worst movie. You guys were right. It was
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West, which I think, as Gaz said, I think that wasn't a bad movie. That was pretty good.
Yeah, but he had to wear that outfit, the tight pants, the whole thing on his neck. And he had to dress like a fancy cowboy guy. Who would want to do that?
Hold on a second. You think that's why it was a bad movie? Not the fact that he had
I think he hated the costume.
Oh, not the seatbelt to drive a fly alien plane.
He's willing to go with that. That Wild Wild West costume.
Okay, did y'all see the movie Hancock?
Yeah, I like that too.
That would have been one of my worst for him. But, you know, who am I to call out a man?
Exactly.
So this whole thing is about you disagreeing with about what Will Smith thinks.
You haven't noticed until now that it's all about whatever he thinks? Yeah,
I'm starting to.
That
think
is
that that's,
the premise of this entire.
I mean,
show.
Honestly,
it's Spike
we need
on the
to
mic,
call
not
Will
Steve.
Smith and tell him he's wrong.
Or does he need to think more about it? Maybe he was in.
Yeah, he needs to give it more thought.
He was hastened about his answer.
Yeah, because you get interviews all every day. Well,
he's probably listening. Post the number so he can call us.
Yeah.
There you go.
Really give awesome. Us a call, Will.
And of all the ridiculous things in Independence Day, nobody went with Randy Quaid flying a jet into the big gun. Nobody went with that.
No. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Why didn't Alien?
Wait, no. All you had to say was Randy Quaid.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Why was he even in the movie? Yeah.
Why didn't this just blow up Randy Quaid? For you know, as he's coming at
it was going to. They were firing up the big gun to destroy the Earth.
But you know that always takes
the fighter
time.
Jet into the barrel of the big gun.
So they didn't have no other guns.
No, that was the big one. That was the biggest one, the main weapon. Sure. That's the one that blew up the Capitol building. That blew up everything. They were going to put that big gun over the Earth and blow the Earth.
They need another half hour to recharge it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's like in Star Wars when preparing to blow off the universe.
You got to put all of the power
in
the ship.
T-minus 30 minutes and counting.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking that this might be Spike's last topic.
Battle Station will be in range in 5 minutes.
Very good.
Oh, that was a great voice.
That was.
You. Say that again. Do that again, please.
Yeah.
Battle Station will be in range in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. I may clip that out to put it on a button.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, you know, you can replace that with Shut Up Spike.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Shut Up Spike.
Yes.
I would not put too much faith in this technological terror you have constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Oh, excellent.
Good job.
Another
man. Getting a lot of this stuff.
Man, that was good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Hey, Billy, you got a drop for us?
Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Oh, good job. Good job, Billy.
Thank you.
The pressure was on.
Voice of Reason, you have a drop for us?
Did Spike say that?
I like it. I like it.
All right, BPW.
Now, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Hey,
great. Really? All right, here's my drop. Today is Christmas Day. Ooh. That's it. Why no accolades and no awes? And no
oh, words? That was so good.
You can only use it once a year.
Oh,
no one said that in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, we were doing Star Wars quotes.
That's true.
I don't think they mentioned
these
Christmas
are not
at all.
The droids you're looking for.
Yeah, I don't think Jesus was installed.
What are you doing, Star Wars drops?
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
They were all Star Wars quotes.
Until you went today
except
is Christmas
Steve.
Day.
Steve's wasn't.
I gotta admit, I didn't know Kim's was from Star Wars. I just thought it was.
Oh,
yeah! I thought yours was from what's the name of that game? When shall we play a game, Sam? A hell?
Oh!
Oh! No!
2001.
No!
He's through the war games.
Oh, war games! That's right. Yes. War games.
I thought that was.
He said hell.
How about a game of chess?
Well, who was hell?
Who was it?
Well, how was 2001 Space Odyssey?
Yeah, that was a different movie than War Games.
How about a game of chess?
Yeah. Hal?
No, not Hal.
No, Hal
is 2001.
What was that one?
I'm afraid Space I can't Odyssey. Do that, Dave.
Well, you still ain't saying Hal.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Yes. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Okay, y'all know.
Dave.
All right,
Here's one.
Want to take a ride?
You know that one?
Yeah.
Another sci-fi movie.
I've forgotten what the topic was.
we're just dropping lines, that's all.
There he is.
We've all forgotten the topic. It's time for a new one on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, so let's just do this. We hadn't done this in a while. It's time for birthday challenge.
Oh, birthday challenge. I love that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, I don't think I have the happy birthday theme anywhere. Well,
I know the key to this.
So,
say it's your birthday.
There's our theme music.
Happy birthday.
I think we made Dad spit his beer.
Exactly. I'm going to be mopping up now.
Let me tell you how the Spike on the Mic's birthday challenge is. I'll give you the name of a celebrity, and their birthday is usually somewhere around in here in this time frame. I'm going to give you a number, and you tell me whether he's higher or lower. He's only one off from that.
Older or younger?
Higher or lower. That's what
I'm age?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, and this is in honor of the person who's missing. Schmatz, who was a master at this game.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know.
Really good.
Okay, so do you have any kind of music, or are we just going to go naked?
Totally naked. I told you I have no birthday music.
Already. Yeah.
All right, so the first birthday is, speaking of, we were talking about him, Will Smith. I think Will Smith is 54 years of age. Ooh. PW, is it higher or lower?
He's higher.
All right. Voice of Reason, 54. Is he higher or lower?
I know the formula. He's higher.
All right. Billy, higher?
Higher. Higher. I think he's higher. I think he's more older than I am.
He's about 90, I think.
I say he's 54. Is it higher or lower?
Lower.
All right. Oh. And then Will Smith, is he 54? Is it higher or lower?
Higher. I think he's 58.
Wow.
No, it's one.
No, it's okay. Only one more.
1 year higher or lower.
Yeah, but you can.
It's only 1 year.
Yeah, yeah, but you could still think he's like 60. It doesn't matter.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Will Smith's birthday is either tomorrow. It's soon, like either tomorrow, or a couple of days from now. Will Smith, I say at 54, he's actually 53, so it is lower. So
lower.
Big change.
Wow, he's younger. Well, I'm not going to say that.
Man, so many people got that wrong.
Ding goes to Gas Man. Whoever gets three wins a year supply of souls in souls.
Right. Oh, nice. I need those.
Here we go. Mark Harmon. He played one of them Jedi people, right?
No.
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 You know
it was Mark Hamill.
Yeah, that's what
Mark
I said.
Mark Harmon.
You said Mark Harmon.
When you said Mark Harmon.
Forget what I said. Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Don't pay any attention to what he says.
Yeah. Do that thing right there.
Oh, I wish I had that drop. Pay no attention to the man behind the... Yeah.
Mark Hamill. The guy that played Luke.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
I think he's 71 years of age. Is he higher or lower? Voice of Reason. Did you freeze?
Yeah, I'm looking at his age is so close to mine.
He's looking higher. It up.
You're saying
higher. I think he's higher. I think he was older than me when the movie came out.
Yes, man. I say he's 71. Is it higher or lower?
Higher.
All right. Billy, Mark Hemp, Luke, higher or lower? 71.
I'm going to say higher.
All right. Then Kimberly?
Lower.
You went with Laura and then PWs?
Kim, you think, Billy, you think he's older than me?
I'm trying to remember.
No, I'm going with Lower.
How old he was when
lower.
I saw Star Wars in the movie theater.
I know, lower. He's way lower.
Yeah. He looks way older than her father.
77. 1977.
Yeah.
77.
Laura. Okay, so Mark Hamill, I said he's 71. He's actually 70. So PW gets a chicken scratch.
Yay!
It's a chicken scratch. So now we have
it's a record scratch.
PW, Gas, and Kimberly. How about this person here? Michael Douglas. Now that cat, he's 78
Douglas.
Years of age. Gas,
Michael Douglas.
Oh.
Kirk Douglas' son.
Yeah. Daddy, right?
Yeah.
Michael J. Douglas, yes.
I don't know. I just know Michael Douglas. I know who he is.
Michael J. Douglas. He's
78 years of old. Voice of Reason, is that higher or lower? I mean, Gas Man. I'm sorry. Start with Gas Man. Higher or lower?
Higher.
You go with higher. All right, Billy, higher or lower?
Higher.
With confidence. Kimberly, higher or lower?
Higher.
And NPW, higher or lower for Michael Douglas?
As confident as Billy, higher.
Higher. And then the last person, voice of reason, is Michael Douglas higher or lower?
His father did recently died, I think, at the age of 105.
Ooh.
Okay.
Come on. Question?
I'm going to say lower.
You're going with lower. Okay. Wow. I said Michael Douglas is 78. Ladies and gentlemen, his birthday is like tomorrow. He is actually 77, so he's lower.
Oh, man. Only
I got one. Was, one out of three. That's a victory for me.
Was,
damn.
He was 80.
Everybody has a chicken scratch except Bill.
Me.
All right, so now this is for the championship of the world.
It's totally Billy.
I meant to have this.
I have no chance of winning, but I'm still there.
All right. Bruno Mars. We know him, love him, right? He sang them songs. Bruno Mars. That dude looks like he's 35 years of age.
Walk this
35.
Way.
Is he 35, higher or lower? Billy?
Lower.
Going lower. Kimberly? Bruno Mars, 35.
I have no idea. I don't know. Lower.
You don't know who Bruno Mars is?
Yeah.
I know who he is, but I don't have any idea how old he is.
Yeah, he's tall, so you think about it. So you going with lower?
Oh, okay. Yes, oh, lower. Yeah.
Black don't crack.
Yeah, really. Like PW, Bruno Mars.
Lower. Black don't crack.
He's going lower. And then voice of reason?
Pretty sure Bruno Mars is Filipino.
Bluto Mars?
Higher or lower?
I'm going to say lower.
Going with lower. And then Gas Man, Bruno Mars, higher or lower?
Lower. He's a youngster.
Okay.
Wow. Bruno Mars. I threw a little curveball on it. I said he's 35. He's actually 36, which makes him higher.
Wow.
Nobody.
Wait, the winner is?
So the winner is
not me.
Yeah. Me.
Yeah.
No, it's a four-way tie. It's a four-way tie.
Yep, four-way tie. And I had a picture of this one guy.
I'm the loser.
I don't have time to look him up. So, right. Yeah, Billy is
talk
just,
amongst yourselves.
I'm the loser.
You know, it's getting near the end. I got to.
Wait, you can't go now because
No, 3 minutes.
Yeah, we got to hit you.
Do it. Go do it. I understand.
All right, well, then, since that is going on, I think...
I love the scenery.
I don't know if I have time to do this, but I had one great for the win birthday challenge, and if I get... Let's see, since...
Oh, okay.
This guy here... Oh, snap, he's not here. I'd say this picture. I don't have time to do it. I should have done it. Anyway, let's go around...
We got to do the word of the day.
That's what we got to do. Thank you for reminding us. And before we do that, Kimberly, you looked up something. You looked up.
Oh, I looked up.
Can kids inherit their doofusness?
There you go. A study published in an academic journal of behavior science in 1982 sees a correlation between parent and child. It has come to attention that IQ correlation between mother and child is a little higher at 0.464 compared to father and child at 0.423. Increase in child over parent.
Which means you're wrong.
No. That means most of your intelligence comes from your mother, but some of it comes from your father.
Lost
is that right, Kim? Is that what it says?
All right. Well, I don't know.
Most of your intelligence comes from your mother.
So, Kim, let me do this. Let me give you a little heads up.
It's true.
You got.
I knew that too.
Cliff, note your answer for us, okay? You got to give us.
That the child's IQ is
higher,
0.46 points higher than father and 0.42 higher than mother.
So, yeah, you were incorrect on that one, voice. So,
is that on the average? Is that really strange?
That is on the average. It's statistically insignificant, though, because it's less than 1 point.
Well, the music means that we're out of time. So I don't have a chance for you guys to tell us what stuck with you real quick.
Gossamer.
All right, Gossamer, it is to...
It's a thin, wispy, web-like web substance.
Yeah, lightweight.
Nope. It is a dragonfly that's a beautiful predator. I don't know what the hell it is. I do know what it is.
Yeah, but gossamer wings are like lightweight.
Gossamer means
very thin.
It means extremely light, delicate, or tenuous.
Yeah.
What I just said.
All right. I think we out. Spike on the mic. We out. One.
No, we got 10 more seconds.
Yeah.
We have 10 more seconds.
Yeah.
Good night, Nova Scotia.
No.
You know, there's 60 seconds in an hour.
I'll use that as a drop.
One.